This is Day to Day. We just heard Richard Holbrook argue that Syria is key to ending the war in Lebanon because of Syria's support of Hezbollah. Meanwhile, the war is causing thousands of Lebanese to flee to Syria. NPR's Deb Amos reports from Syria's capital, Damascus.
In the small shops in Old Damascus, along the cobblestone streets in the historic market, Hassan Nasrallah is on sale. There's a wide variety of posters of Hezbollah's leader, the smiling Nasrallah, the somber one with bombs exploding behind him, the younger Nasrallah, and the one with more salt than pepper in his beard. And there are keychains, T-shirts, the Hezbollah flag. That is a big seller. Almost every other car in the Syrian capital has some Hezbollah symbol plastered on the back window. The only symbol-free zones in Damascus are the Christian churches in the city. Syria has a long history of religious coexistence, and that has made the Christian minority here wary of militant Islamist ideologies. But Namar Haddad says even if he doesn't wave the flag, he backs the Shiite Muslim group because, he says, Hezbollah is defending Arabs as well as Muslims.
It's not the matter of flags in the hands. Honest people want to hold this flag, but not in his hand, in his mind, and his heart.
Father Edward Tomer, the priest for this parish, says that's not what he's hearing in more private conversations. It is difficult for Christians or anyone else here to speak publicly against Hezbollah, with Syrian government support for it so strong. So how many here are supporters?
Not all of them, I suppose, not all of them. They cannot take a position against the position of the government. They are not free.
The war next door has touched almost every aspect of life here, including this movie set in the hills outside of Damascus. Sari Sawaf, a Syrian-American from Los Angeles, has a role in this historic drama. But she says the daily war news is more compelling.
It's on every channel, it's in every conversation. All this war going on next door and, you know, all the refugees coming into Syria and all that, it's very stressful, like, you know.
Her closest friend is Perla Shlela, a Lebanese television star. The Syrian actors consider Hassan Nasrallah a hero. Perla Shlela is not so sure.
His hero, it depends for who. Maybe he is a hero. Maybe he's doing something. Yeah, he's helping. He's fighting. But at the same time, Lebanon is destroyed.
After a month of war, many in Syria are also recalculating. Syria has long been a refuge for the region's troubles. And now more than 100,000 Lebanese have arrived. Syrian authorities have started to move them out of schools, homes, and mosques and into larger camps, says Jean-Jacques Fressard, head of the International Committee of the Red Cross in Damascus.
But now recently it seems that the Syrian authorities are preparing for longer-term asylum. They even spoke now very recently about winter coming. So it seems that at least the Syrian authorities believe that more may come and they may stay longer than we all thought.
How long is anyone's guess? But the upheaval in the region is on every television screen. Unclear is what happens here when the fighting stops there. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Damascus.